Special feature of Tashlum
Chatzi Nezek. That would work very well in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anything about is it regeldik, is it kerendik. The Gemara doesn't use those words at all. The Gemara doesn't say, you know. The Gemara just says, on the one end, like Ashkan Kurche, the Mishalim, only Mehalila. Urche, regel, is always Mehalila. On the other hand, Chatzi Nezek, we only find the Megufi. Maybe Chatzi Nezek has a quality that's Mishalim Megufi. And this is in contrast to, for example, the Gemara Daf Yutesim at Aleph, when the Gemara has the baya about, the Yirmiyah's baya about regel rishus harabim. Look at the Gemara over there. In the wide lines, third, fourth, fifth, sixth wide line. Blame there, Yirmiyah was there. Haysim aleches rishus harabim. The Atiza of Ezekiel, let's say, well, for the time being, we'll take the gifts without a bata. This is regel tzeres. The behemoth was going to rabim. It was matzah tzeres mahu lekeren medamina le dechayevus a dilma told to the regular yivtura. And the maskana gemara is if there was poshut the bay that it's told to the regular mastaba told the regularly and tur. But there the gemara says beferish that the nidan is it like is tzeres like keren or is tzeres like regal? Our gemara doesn't use those lashonis. Our gemara doesn't say the issue is it like keren or is it like regal. Right. It doesn't say in Agamor that you know maybe lekeren min daminu le and therefore it's miglufay, or maybe told to the regel and therefore it's min aliyah. You don't have to say this in Agamor. So that would maybe be an indication that in Agamor that's not the nidin. The nidin here is not is it a told of regel or is it a told of keren. No, told this it's about a told of regel. But nonetheless, there's a tzad the mishalim min aliyah because maybe chatzin nezek by definition is maybe a mishalim miglufay because chatzin nezek. It's a thing in chatzin nezek that it's mishalim. That would be, I think, the simplest, least complicated pshat in the Gemara. Hagam, maybe it's just worth pointing out, preempting. Hagam, the Gemara that Gilman raised, says that Shiras, Rapapa said to Yeshman Kiesim and Yeshman Lap Kiesim. So Papa said, well, it's referring to, so the Gemara said, Papa's referring to Tzeres. Tzeres is told the same, Lab Kriyesibim. So the Gemara said, it's Chatzin Nezek, it's Lab Kriyesibim. Tzeres is a told of Regal, and it's Lab Kriyesibim. It's Chatzin Nezek, it's not Nezek Shalom. So the Gemara said, so why are you calling it a told of Regal? If it's Chatzin Nezek, why are you calling it a told of Regal at all? Le'inyin, what is it a told of Regal? It says the Gemara, it's a told of the Regal, Le'inyin, that it's Mishtalim, min Aliyah, not Migufay. Then there was an over, Rava had a buy about it. Yeah, the Rava, Mivoyle, and Rapop of Shitulay. Then the Rava, so why does Rava call it a told of regal? That's for Lepaitre Mishusarab. But Kapanim, you see in the Gemara, there you see in the Gemara, that the Gemara connects the issue of Migufay and Minaliyo to the issue of whether it's a told of regal or a told of Keren. Rapopa calls it a told of regal because it's Mishtalim Minaliyo. Had it been a told of Keren, it would have been Mishtalim Migufay. So there you see the Gemara is connecting those two issues. That's not a steer to what I'm saying. It's two things. The Gemara over there is saying, had Tzeres been a told of Keren, of course it would have been Mishtalim Migufay. But it's not. It's a told of Regal. Our Gemara is asking, even if it's a told of Regal, maybe it's Mishtalim Migufay anyway, because maybe Chatzin Nezek is always Migufay. And that was Rava's Baya. And Rapapa was pretty late that that's not a Baya. Rapapa didn't think that's an issue. Once it's a told of Regal, it's a told of Regal all the way down. However, it could be that in Tosfos there's a remez that that's not how Tosfos learned. Because Tosfos there in that Gimel Amud Beis, take a look. Lepeitim Shusar Adam. Tosfos Dibra Masl Lepeitim Shusar Adam. So let's situate ourselves in the Gemara again. The way the Gemara over there runs. You know, Rapapa said the Yesh, to the same Yesh Men Lap Kriyetzibem. The Gemara says it's talking about Tzeres. Tzeres is Lap Kriyetzibem. Tzeres is a total with Lap Kriyetzibem. Most told us are created them. Tzeres is lav created them. It's only chatzin nezek. Right, the Gemara. So why is it called told to the regal altogether? So the Gemara answers: look at the mishalim and aliyah and not migufa. Right, Gemara. Rava was miboyle, but there are popa pshitul. And if you Rava, why is it called the told to the regal? Rav is not so sure. Maybe it is mishtal migufot. So why is it called the toldo deregel? Gemara answers lepaita mishus bishusa lepaita bishus harab. So it's a regular inyan that it's potter bishus harab, which is the gemara daf yitesem and aleph. That regel, wait. That regel, that shayrus is mishtal betoldo deregel. Certainly, Athesis was going from over there in that test. It's still my regular shayrus, not bato, but regular shayrus. And where it's at, maybe the carry me that in a lay. And the maskana was no mishtal betoldo deregel. So Rava holds on the one hand, like Rav Zeir and Daf Yates, that it's a total regel that it's part of Bishus Rabim. But nonetheless, Rava is not so sure whether it's Mishalim Migufa or Mishalim Mina Aliyah. In fact, Taisvis, from Taimar, Amai Pshitale Tfei Milashalim Mina Aliyah. Why was Rava certain that Sirius is a total regel of Bishus Rabim? But he's not so sure that it's a toldo regel lagabe l'shalim in aliyah. That's Taisus kash. L'chara, the way I've been describing the Gemara, Taisus should have the pasul answer. Taisus, the answer is when you're talking about the peyti b'shus harabim levada, that's totally in the dinei regel and keren. Regel is peyti b'shus harabim because the Torah says ubir b'steyachet, and keren is chay b'shus harabim because there it doesn't say ubir b'steyachet. That's the halacha of Keren, and that's the halacha of Regel. So there's no reason to think that Shoris, if Shoris is a Tolda Regel, then it's a Tolda Regel, Linyan Zeh. Agamar is not, the Sufik in Agamar is it like Keren or is it like Regel? Avad it's Regel. The Sufik of Agamar is that maybe Chatzin Nezik, the Tashlumen of Chatzin Nezik, is Mishtalim, is always Mishtalim Migufay. Maybe it's a dinner Chatzin Nezik. In Tashlume Chatzin Nezik, that Chatzin Nezik is limited by Migufay. But that's not what Taisus answers. That's not what Taisus answers. Taisus' answer is, "Reish leimar came with the minadino yemishalim nezik shalom, but also hilchasul leyemishalim lechatzin nezik, imkeno also hilchasul lehokel v'lo lehachne." Tzoris is more kalin regel. The hilchasul of tzoris comes to be mekel more than regular regel. So it's a hilchasul lehokel. So to say the issue of ilgavni rishis rabim carries more chomer than regel, not mistabel that tzoris is more chomer than regel. Regel is potter b'shus rabim. Tzoris should be chayav b'shus rabim. The whole hilchus is to make tzoris more kal, not more chomer. But tashlumen migufa is a kula. The Torah was mekel in tzoris that it's not chatzin ezik. Maybe who had in the Torah was mekel that it's not mishtal, that it's only mishtal migufa. That's a different terrace. That's not the terrace that I just said before. It sounds like Tosfos holds that the sofek of Gemara. Rav is sofek whether tzoris is mishtalim migufay or it's mishtalim in aliyah is similar in kind to the Gemara sofek and Daf Yates whether it's potter b'shus rabim or potter or chay b'shus rabim. That's the way I was presenting it. Totally different kind of thing. Different shinus even in the Gemara. Gemara Daf Yates is a sofek. What av does it belong to? So the Gemara comes down. It belongs to the av regel. No, if it belongs to the av regel, about it's potter b'shus rabim. Agamar knows that it's not that it belongs to the Av Regel. Agamar is a smesupik. Rav is a smesupik. And even though it belongs to the Av Regel, maybe Tashlumi Chatzinesik is all Mishalim Migufa. That's not what Taisa says. It sounds like Taisa holds that the Sufik of Rav is fundamentally similar to the Gemara Sufik and Daf Yates. Is it like Keren or is it like Regel? I mean, however we understand the Gemara and Daf Yates, that's what we have to understand the Gemara by us. The only difference is, how come in Daf Yates we came down definitively that it's like Regel? And Agamar and Rav is not so sure. So the only difference is because there's the Chumen here. There's the Shalav. There, Regel is being like Regel is a Kula, and over here, being like Regel is a Chumen. But that's the only difference. That's the only way that it's not symmetrical. But in every other way, it sounds like Tosfos holds that the Gemara Daf Yates and the Gemara Bayas and Daf Yates are symmetrical Gemaras. Is it like Regel? Is it like Karen? Le'inyin Rishus Rabim and Le'inyin L'Shalom L'Tavim Shalom Gufa. So I'm not quite sure how to understand this. Does that mean that Tosfos understands Agamara, that the Gemara's sofik is that maybe Tzoris is Mishalim and not Migufay because Tzoris is told of Keren? I mean, maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. I mean, that's the chayyur it says in Tosfos. But just like Gemara Daf Yates is Mesupik, if Tzoris is told of regular, told of Keren. So the Gemara by us is also Mesupik, Linyan Rishus Rabin. The Gemara by us is Mesupik. The service that told the regular, it told of Karen, Linyan, to be Mishal Migufay. Then it comes out, it's a strange thing, what's the saying? Comes out a strange thing that in the Maskan of the Gemara is going to be that lagabe the kulus of regal is a told of regal, but lagabe the chumus of regal, Rav is not so sure. Maybe it's a told of keren. I mean, that's what it's going to come out, right? Because the Gemara after testing maskon is Mr. Amistava told of the regal, and the Gemara by us, Rav by us, not so sure. Pop is sure, but Rav is not so sure. And Tosfos, the difference is because there it's regal is there regal is a kula, but here regal is a chumus. So if it's a shayla that is it a told of regal or is it a told of keren, so it means that the bottom line is. It's a told of regal, in the kulus of regal. But in the chumash of regal, maybe it's a told of keren. That's Rav Sofer. Okay, could that be something? Is a told of keren and also told of regal? It got to be kulus of regal, it's a told of regal. It got to be chumash of regal, it's a told of keren. Maybe you can ask it to an animal. Maybe it's totally the machalikas show you in the first parak. The Rosh brings the machalikas. When you have certain kinds of cases of mezikim, they have to be linked out with the tzara shavah from two ovos. So there's machlekes shayinim. Those like abnas akinim asoy. Those mezikim that need to be learned out from two ovos. Do they have the coolest of both out? The Rosh brings an opinion that if you learn something out from two different ovos, then it gets the lowest common denominator. So let's say you learn something out from Eish and Bor, let's say. So Eish is potter b'tamon and Bor is potter on Caleb. So this thing that you're learning out, this hybrid, mazik, is going to be potter from both, because it can't be more chomer than the two things that it's learned out from. And the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, no, every mazik belongs to one, not to two. So maybe Tosis will be like that other opinion, that they could have a told of two of us that has the coolest of both. Or maybe not. Maybe even if it goes like the Rosh, that an av only has the coolest, that a mazik can only have the coolest of one av, but here it's not... Here it's different. Here we're not looking for the... Right, no, here it's going to have the coolest of both. It'll have the coolest of regal that is part of Shusarabim, and the coolest of Keren that is Mishtalami Gufay. Right, L'chor, it'll be not like the Rosh. It'll be like this other opinion. I don't know. It's very Mechudish. Yeah.
And how the... Explain it, doesn't he have the whole thing that it's Mamon Cheshmeres Malacha, so therefore that's how you know the Chiyuv, and then... This whole thing of putting it under a certain category is only the guy with the coolest.
How do you do this? Well, you learn out every. This is a generic field, which is from a matzad, but then every ad has certain. Even if you did a scrub, you could say that those things that learned out generically from the matzad will have the coolest of all the things that all the others that you need to produce them. For the chiyuv, you have a generic matzad, but the coolest, every avs has a certain kula, and even those things that are learned out from the matzad will have the mushal. Let's say you had, I mean, there's no such case, but let's say you had a mazik that needed to be learned out from all of the others. Morris is not true. Bor b'chad n'ayaz, it wasn't enough. But lo yitzur, you had an av that needed to be learned out from all of the others. So it would have the coolest, according to that opinion. It would have the coolest of all of the others. I don't think that's how to steer to the Bishgal. And if you come into that from two of the others, it would have the coolest of those two others. Exactly.
Could something be that, according to Tosfos, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that it's Chatzi Nezek?
Right.
The question of the Gemara in Ches is just what's the scope of that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? When I say something is Chatzi Nezek, does it get all the characteristics of Chatzi Nezek?
Yeah, that would be fine. I mean, in a way, that's more like I was presenting it originally, today. But then, what's Tosfos Kasha? L'chor Tosfos Kasha doesn't start. The Gemara Dakiteh, that's for sure that the Hilchos of Chatzi Nezek wasn't L'poitei L'chor, didn't say anything about Rishus HaRabim. What does Tosfos want in the first place? I mean, which that's really what I was asking. L'chor Tosfos should have answered Pasha. The Aravad is a told of regal, that's the Gemara Dakiteh, L'chol Dova. The Gemara Boyas is asking, but maybe Chatzi Nezek, maybe the Hilchos of Chatzi Nezek implies that Chatzi Nezek. Oh, you may be right. Hold on a second. Let me say like this. Maybe there's a way out. Maybe we could say like this. La'olam, because this is really a strange thing to say that Tosfos thinks that Shreiros is a told of two of us. It's a told of Rego for the coolest of Rego, and it's a told of Karen for the coolest of Karen. At least in Rava's Baya, in that side of Rava's Baya, that it's only Mishtal and the Gufay. So we'll say it comes out, it's that Shoyrus is a told of two others. Toys Kurichai, regular Toys Kurichai, it's a told of regal and it's a told of care. So, some button is ach. It's a told of care and it's a told of regal. That's I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's a little bit strange to me. And I'll tell you something, it's strange to me also in particular, because you'll recall the Tosfos holds that Rashi has the shita that the halacha of Moshe Mesinai of Torah says that it's regal. Rashi and Ksuba Suso. And Rashi also when he talks about Shane and Talis Glola, Rashi has this notion, and a few places throughout the sugya, especially in the Mishnah Kama Rashi, Rashi has this notion that the halacha of Moshe Mesinai came down that Tzoris is a told of regal. Rashi and Mishnah Kama holds even that Tzoris that's Meshunah might be Dafka told the regal, because Hashem said it's a told the regal. But we saw in Tosfos doesn't have that at all. Tosfos thinks that Chazir and Noiver is Tzoris of Shem. Tosfos doesn't think there's any particular association that Tzoris is built into regal. Tzoris is Chatzinezik. Tzoris of regal is Chatzinezik, and Tzoris of Shem is Chatzinezik. There's such a thing. Tzoris doesn't have any particular association with regal. I mean, if it's Tzoris that he kicked, Tzoris that was there, it's Tzoris of regal. Tzoris of Chazir and Noiver is Tzoris of Shem. There's no particular thing that binds Tzoris to being regal. So Vos Epis, Mapitom, that Tzoris should be somehow, it's a told of regular Tzoris. It's a told of regal and it's a told of Karen. And what would be, I mean, I guess we could still say, yeah, it's a told of regal because it's regal, and it's a told of Karen because it's Chatzin Ezek. And there won't be Tzoris of Shem. What if you have Tzoris of Shane? So we'll say, well, it's a told of Shane and it's a told of Karen. Also, like every Tzoris will be, Tzoris of Halichol will be a Tzoris of Regal, because it's Regal, and a Tzoris of Karen, because it's Chatzi Nezik. Likulu, whatever is Likulu. And then if you have Tzoris of Shane, so that'll also be, again, there'll be a told of Shane for the Kulus of Shane, and a told of Karen for the Kulus of Karen. And we'll always say that. Okay, maybe that's how it has to work according to Tzoris. That's how we have to understand that Tzoris is, it's a told of whatever it's a told of. Regal, Shane, depending on whatever it's doing. But then it's always also, at least in Rava's Bayi, one side of Rava's Bayi, it's also always a told of Karen also, le'inyin that is mishtalami mi gufa, the coolest of Karen that is mishtalami gufa.
Also, just with the next Tosfos says, Amai Kari La Tolda, and he says that the Havim, it would be that it would have a Shane if Ne'atzma. Why wouldn't he just say it would be Karen and not Regal?
Yeah. Yeah. So my colleague called the regal. I forgot the dummy of the regal. Kevin said, "Dina chol koyel lekushem yachmi." Yeah. Right, let's just call it Karen. Yeah. Right. If it doesn't have any of the name of regal, but it has the name of Karen, so let's call it a told of Karen. If it's really a told of Karen, right? It's a good point. Taisus answered the question that my colleague told the regal. Mercy's. Point to Rava that it's Mibayle, Rava's not so sure that it's Mishtala Min Aliyah. So why are you calling it Tolda the regular at all? What's the point of Mishisharabi? So Taisi asked before the Gemara knew that they had that answer. What was the Gemara's question? My call it Tolda the regular. Because it does it with its foot. They said, no, we have to give it a Shem, it's not the Dinim. The fact that it does it with its foot is not a reason to call it regal. It has to have Dine regal. So my call it Tolda the regal, doesn't have any Dine regal, then don't call it regal. So what would you call it? Josh is saying, what do you mean? What's the problem? Call it Karen. The Gemara should say, am I called the regal? Why Tosfos should have... Tosfos learns the Gemara's question, am I called the regal? Why is it called regal? It should be called, Just give it some other name. We'll make up a name for it. It should be called Shmendrick. Whatever it is. It doesn't have to have a name. Why regal? What's if it's regal? It doesn't have to be any regal. My answer is the point of Shisharabim. So Josh is pointing out, one second, if according to Tosfos, service is a told of regal with any regal and it's a told of Karen, so when the Gemara asks, am I calling it told of the regal? The Gemara's question should mean, why calling it told of the regal? Call it a told of Karen. And we could read the Gemara that way. That would be a nice way to read the Gemara. Tzoris is a told of regal and Karen. It's a told of regal, l'inyin l'poitim shisraham. It's a told of Karen, l'inyin, that is mishtal and migufan. But the Gemara doesn't know yet about l'poitim shisraham, because that's the last line in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, am I calling it told of the regal? According to Rava, who thinks that it's Mishtalim and Aliyah, which is like Karen, so why are you calling it a Tolda of Regal? So Taisa says, meaning, don't call it Regal, make up a name for it. Shabbat Shem b'fnei Atzma. Tzoris. What do you mean? And that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara should be asking, Pshat in the Gemara should be, my Kol told of the Regel, if it doesn't have Dina Regel, and it has Dina Keren, so Kol it told of Keren. Tosis doesn't say that. Apparently, Tosis, that was posted to Tosis that it's not a told of Keren. So if it's not a told of Keren, so now the Chor is a steer between the two Tosis. Steer between the two Tosis. Let's go. Why am I saying it's a steer between the two Tosfos? Because the first Tosfos, the Pekhti B'Shus Rabim, seems to equate the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin to the Gemara Daf Yud Tes. The only difference is that it's L'chumr L'kulam. But in principle, the Gemara, the Bay of Rav and Daf Yud Zayin is similar to the Bay and Daf Yud Tes. Just like the Bay and Daf Yud Tes, the Shaila is sure is a told of regular or is a told of Karen. So the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin and the Gemara Daf Yud Tes. So the Gemara Daf Yud Tes is also a Bay about Migufay. Is a question, is it a told of regular or a told of Karen? And Tosfos asks, "My Shnos, how come in the Daf Yud Tes we're sure it's a told of Regel, and Daf Yud Ches Rav is not so sure that it's a told of Regel?" His answer is because some you give it the Kulus, you know, it's not Mestaber to give it the Kulus of Keren, we're Mestaber to give it the Kulus of Regel. But Akoponim, it sounds from that Tosfos like the Nidin is it the Nidin Daf Yud Ches is similar to the Nidin Daf Yud Tes? Is it a told of Keren or is it a told of Regel? That's on the one hand. But then if that's the Pshat in the Gemara. So when the Gemara says, when the Gemara asks on Rava, according to you, Rava, that you have it sad that it's Mishtalim Gufa like Karen, so why are you calling it a told of the Regel? The Pshat should be, don't call it a told of Regel, call it a told of Karen. But that's not what Taisha says. Taisha says, the Pshat of the Gemara is, I might call it a told of the Regel, don't call it a Regel, call it some new name. What? What's wrong with told of the Karen? The same way you call it told of the Regel because it has Dine Regel, call it told of the Karen because it has Dine Karen. So this leads me to think that Tosfos it's never entertained that Tosfos is a told of Karen. If I found a told of Karen, then the Gemara that had a suffix that it should be Mishal, Rova suffix that maybe it's Mishal and Begufa is not because it's a told of Karen. If I had a told of Karen, it's not. But Tosfos, what about the Tosfos before? Tosfos equated the Gemara Rava Sofek and Daf Yud Ches to the Gemara and Daf Yud Tes. Isn't the Gemara and Daf Yud Tes by Yisrael? Isn't that a Sofek to whether it's a told of regular or a told of Karen? So I think the answer is going to have to be that Tosfos learns, no, that's not the Pshat and Daf Yud Tes either. That even in Daf Yud Tes, the Gemara never meant to suggest that Tosfos could be a told of Karen. A Vada Tosfos is a told of regular. The Gemara just was suggesting that perhaps Rav Yirmiyahu Yitzchak was just, even though it's a total regel, but maybe Lagavi Rishus HaRabim, we should learn a limud from Karen that Tosfos should be chayav Rishus HaRabim. It's not a total Karen, but it's a total regel because it has nothing in common with Karen. It's totally regel. It's urche. What does that have to do with Karen? It's urche about its regel. The Shema Masik about its regel. The Gemara holds, but nonetheless, since the Torah said it has dinei chatzi nezek. So maybe that's enough to make a limud, like a mematzinu, that just like Karen is high of Rishus HaRabim, so maybe Tzoris also, since we see the similar in Chatzinezek, maybe Lagabi Lachi of Chatzinezek, Tzoris Rishus HaRabim should be high. Not because it's a told of Regel, but we'll have a limud, a mematzinu, not because it's a told of Karen. Chas v'sholem, not a told of Karen. What does that do with Karen? It's a told of Regel. But we should have a limud from Karen that Tzoris, which is Regel, but nonetheless, since it's Hatzi Nezik Dikaregel, we should learn out from Karen that it's Chayiv, B'Shus HaRab. And the emphasis is, it's very geschmack in the Loshen Gemara and Daf Yud Tes, because the Loshen Gemara and Daf Yud Tes in Rav Yirmiyahu Yisbaya, Rav Yirmiyahu didn't say, is it a told of Regel or is it a told of Karen? That's not Rav Yirmiyahu's Loshen. Rav Yirmiyahu's Loshen in the Baya was, told of the Regelu. His lesson was Mahu Lekeren Medaminen Le Vechayevus Aydul Matol the Regalum. In the lesson of Yirmiyahu's by itself, you see that it's not symmetrical. He didn't say Told the Kerenu Aydul Matol the Regalum. That's not his lesson. His lesson is Lekeren Medaminen Le Aydul Matol the Regalum. I think Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara Avada to Told the Regal. That's not a suffix. The suffix is that even though it's a told of regel, but since it's chatzin ezek, maybe we should be midaminin lay. Maybe we should learn a mematzinu that just like Karen is chayav b'shusarabim, so tshoyrus, akamas a different av, should have that quality of being chayav b'shusarabim. And the maskar of the Gemara is no. Mistabra told of the regel, meaning, not mistabra that it is a told of regel, that was never a suffix. Mistabra told of the regel, meaning mistabra that because it's a told of regel, so it has dine regel and we don't learn it out from Karen. And then that's the, if that's the case, then we go a step further. Tosfos learns that that's the same suffix in Daf Yud Ches. Avadus is told the regal. But the Gemara is asking, maybe we should learn out a Mematzinu. That just like we find that Karen is Mishtalim Mikufay, Karen Tam is Mishtalim Mikufay. So maybe, since this is also Chatzin Nezek, so we should learn out a Mematzinu, Tseris, from Karen, that it's Mishtalim Mikufay. And that Rav is not sure. Frek Tosfos, now it's very Geshmak. Frek Tosfos, to ask Tosfos, why is it in Daf Yud Ches we're so positive that since it's a total regal, we don't learn it out from Karen? We don't learn out as Dinim from Karen. And in Daf Yud Ches, Rav is not so sure. Even since it's a total, even though it's a total regal, Rav is Mesupik, maybe we should learn out Talopa from Karen. What's going on? Tosfos answers, because it's definitely a total regal. You want to learn out Halochas from Karen with a Mamatzinu. So he says, it depends. Halochas, Kulus of Karen, maybe you could learn out, because Tosfos itself, the Torah was making, the halacha was making in Tzoris. So that allows me to say that maybe we can learn out that it should have kulos of Karen. Things that Karen is more kal than regalin, so it could be that Tzoris is more kal than ordinary regalin as well. Maybe that much we can learn out from Karen. But you want to learn out from Karen that Tzoris should be more chomer than regalin. That we can't do, because it's not mistabah that Tzoris should be more chomer than regalin. Tzoris was making in Tzoris, wasn't a machmer in Tzoris. So in the Limudim, you know, we can learn out from Karen. Where maybe, Rav is Mesupik, maybe we could learn out from Karen the Kulus. Not that it should be a Toldo Karen, it's a Toldo Regal. But as a Limud, we could learn out a Limud from Karen that it should be Potter. Well, Limud, we could learn out a Limud from Karen that it should be, that maybe it's only Mishalem Mikufay. But in Daf Yud Ches, you can learn out from Karen that it's Chayav Shusarav. But it's for sure a Toldo Regal, so then the next place is very good. The Gemara says if it doesn't have any halachas, according to Rav, to Rapopo, who's titulated, it doesn't have any halachas of care of regal at all, so my korli called told it a regal. So what should you call it? So what should you call it? Not calling it a told of regal, then what should you call it? Can't call it a told of Karen, because it's definitely not a told of Karen. That's for sure not. What does that do with Karen? So if anything, it's a told of regal, because it looks like regal, it walks like regal, it talks like regal, it seems to be regal. So if it doesn't have any being a regal, so what should we call it? So I said, yeah, we'll make up a name, we'll call it Shires.
Was that having meant to say that even though it's a told of regal, we're going to see that it's being chayav b'shus rabbi if you have birbis to achar.
Since the halacha said that doesn't in some halachas it's not like regal, it's chatzin ezek. So maybe that allows me to learn out. Maybe that opens up a door to learn out that just like this chatzin, just like that, since it has some halachas that are similar to Karen, maybe that opens up a limud, opens up a door for you to make a limud that this particular kind of regal, since the Torah gave it some of the dinim of Karen. Namely, that it's chatzinezik. So maybe it has other halachas that are similar to Karen, but not that it's a told of Karen. About it's a told of regal. But we'll have a limud that, since in this particular respect, it has halachas of Karen, Karen like halachas. So maybe in Rabbi Shazam it also has Karen like halachas. The Mor says the Master Rabbi Yehuda Zera says no, it's not a told of the regal. Why should I? That's exactly what obviously what Rabbi Zera said. No, it's not a told of the regal.
That was the opposite. Because it's
halacha
Moshe Mitzrayim, it's only Rabbi this. It's telling you that it's a total of regal, and I have to tell you this halacha because you wouldn't have known otherwise.
I'm not fine.
The halacha Moshe Mesina is only telling me legabe the Hashlumin, not legabe Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Because, like, that's what it's saying.
It's fine. The halacha Moshe Mesina only tells me that it's chatzin ezek. But since that's a Karen feature, that's a feature that we find by Karen, so maybe I could say a limud. But just like Karen is chatzin ezek and is chayav b'shusar avim, so maybe tzoris hagam is called the rego. But maybe it should have halachas of Karen. So Moshe says no. Mistaber told it once, since it's told it the rego. Mistaber has all of the rego. I love his Mesupik. Yeah, coolest, maybe we could still learn that from Karen. But more than that, not. Anyway, I think this is how it has the Chesmer Aleph,
yeah. About only learning out the coolest, Tosos Yud Chesmer Aleph at the bottom of the Luar.
Tosos where?
Yud Chesmer Aleph, the Luar, last line. Came the dummy of Rahman, when Karen, the Chatzin Ezek, he's learning out a chumrah to Tzoros from Karen because it's the dunya.
Yeah, it's Kedar. They will remind me of it when we get there, but it's Kedar. Okay, so Akapanam, what's emerging from this Taisus, a couple of Taisus over here, is that Taisus holds that there's a, that we see in Taisus, Taisus holds that there's a basic parallel between Rava's Bai and Daf Yudches and Rav Yirmiyahu's Bai and Daf Yutes. They're similar in kind, it's the same kind of Bai. The only difference is, this is, Rabbi, which way that in one case regal is the hachmir and the other being like regal is the hachmir, in the other case being like regal is the hachmir. But in other regard, in other respects, the two bias are parallel. So in order to make it all shtim, it has to come out the way I'm presenting it now. About it's a total of regal. But maybe we can learn out dinim from Karen. Maskan is kulus from Karen, maybe. Rav is Musupik. Papa doesn't think he can kulus from Karen, but Rav is Musupik, maybe kulus from Karen we can learn out. Chumash from Karen, we're not going to learn it because it's a total direct. That's Taisus. Could be there's a mockum to say that the Rif has a different sheet there. The Rif paskins that Tzeres is Mishal Menali and not Miklufay. Even though Rava was Mesupik, Rava didn't come out where Rava was not Machir the Shaila. Nonetheless, the Rif paskins that the halacha is that tzeres is mishtale min aliyah meta, not migufi, not like Karen, it's like regal. Why do you pass in that way? Rava was mesupik. Rava wasn't pashut Rava shayla. So the Ramban in the end in the milchamis at the end of the parak had the sugya of bosu mekarfi and bosu tov manas, you know. I'm crept in over there in the Ramban's discussion. The Ramban says, because even the Rav was Mesupik, but Rav Papa was Pshitile. And the Ramban says, that's the rule, according to the Rif, that one Amar was Pshitile, especially if it was the Rebbe. Rav Papa was the Rebbe, Rav. If the Rebbe was Pshitile and the Talmud was Mesupik, so the halacha is like, we go to Rav Papa's Pshitus. He asks the Ramban, Esther Ramban, he says, he doesn't know, but he says he doesn't really know, he still has a problem with the Rif, because l'chayr, that the Gemara says, the Rav Papa Pshitale, that's only before the Gemara knows that Rava calls it a total, like they had the Shaka Tari Gemara run. Rav Papa said, Taliseim, Yeshbem, Kayeshbem, Yeshbem, Rav Kayeshbem, Tsuris is a case of a total regular, it's not Kayeshbem. It's only Chatzines. So if it's Chatzin Nezek, so why are you calling it a toll to the regal? It doesn't have any dinei regal. Gemara answered, well, Rav Papa called it a toll to the regal because even though it's Chatzin Nezek, but it's not Mishtalim Yigufa, it's Mishtalim and Ali. That's why he calls it a toll to the regal. Then the Gemara asked, but Rav is not so sure about that. So Gemara said, no, but Rav Papa was sure about that. Rav Papa Pshitul. Then the Gemara said, yeah, but what about Rav? Why does he call it a toll to the regal? Somehow the Gemara thinks that the Rav does. Rava also calls it a told of the reg. Maybe from the Gemara's Bayas about Havdol. So I don't know, but the Gemara takes for granted that Rava also agrees it's a told of the reg. So the Gemara says, why does Rava call it a told of the reg? The Gemara answers, L'paitib Shisarabim, that must for sure. It's certainly Paitib Shisarabim. So that Rava agrees. So therefore, it could be called a told of regal. Says the Ramban, once Rava calls it a told of the regal because L'paitib Shisarabim, so for all we know, maybe that's why our Papa called it a told of the regal. There's no reason anymore to think that Rav Papa called it a told of the regal because it's Mishtalim and Aliyah, not Migufay. Maybe not. Maybe it's Mishtalim and Migufay, like Karen. But Rav Papa still called it a told of the regal the same way Rav calls it a told of the regal. The Gemara only said that Rav Papa was Pitale, Rav Mibayle, when the Gemara thought that Rav Papa is the only person who calls it a told of the regal. The Gemara doesn't know you about Mishra Rabim. The Gemara says, why did Rav Papa call it a told of the regal? Oh, call it a told of the regal for Mishtalim to be Mishtalim and Aliyah. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but what about Rava? It doesn't help for Rava. So we say, well, Rava has another reason to call it a told of the regal. Well, maybe that's why Rav Papa called it a told of the regal too. In which case, there's no longer any reason to think that Rav Papa was Pshitale. Rav Papa never spoke explicitly about Rava's bayah. So So why do you think that Rav Papa was pshitale? And if and if that's the case, then it should remain a bayit lipshut and halacha should be that it's a suffet. That's the Ramban's taina on the riff. Yeah, that's a strong taina on the riff. Then Mr. Rashba, but there is mashma. The Rashba, there is mashma that the raya is an echanami. But you see, it's from the fact that the Gemara said the Rapapa pshitale. You see that the stomach, like the Shas knew, the Gemara knew that Rapapa was pshitale. Echanami. Maybe it's not mucha from what Rava says, but from what Rapapa said, told the same lap. You know, told him. But still, the Gemara knew. So a little bird told him that Rapapa is pshitale, and that's you see from the lashon of the Gemara that way. And you don't see in the Gemara that it's a chazara. So we just go with that. Yeah, that's a so maybe we can say it's a teres for the week. Present this. Ichabod, I think Rav Nachman said. I'm not positive. I don't remember for sure. I think Rav Nachman said the Ichabod, but I want to amplify. Maybe Rav Nachman said the whole thing. I don't know, but I know the Chatan Chazmin of Rav Nachman said, but I want to be Masmin. Maybe the Riff learned like this. Let's talk. Like, what did Rapapa say? Rapapa said, "Yeshmeim kriyesed and yeshmeim lav kriyesed." So Rapapa said, "There are toldus." Now it turns out that he means toldus of regel, namely tzeres, that the tolda of regel has different dinim than the av of regel. Namely, the av of regel is nezik sholim. The tolda of regel, tzeres, is chatzin nezik. Rapapa said that's a phenomenon of yeshmeim lav kriyesed. That the tolda of regel, the Torah gave halachas for the av of regel. And it gave a different halacha for the told of regel. The av of regel is nezek sholem. The told of regel is chatzin nezek. In that itself, in that memory of Rapop itself, it's muchach that the tashlumen of chatzin nezek tzeres is a regel to ketashlumen. It's not a keren to ketashlumen. What I want to get to is this, that maybe the Rif learned the Pshat and Rov is Bayer. Is the Chatzines in Miguf or is it in Aliyah? The Bayer really was, is the Chatzinezek of Tzeres, is it a Tashlumen of Keren or is it a Tashlumen of Regal? If it's Tashlumen of Regal, then it's Nezek Shalom. Then it's in Aliyah. If it's a Tashlumen of Keren, then it's Miguf, because Keren is Miguf. Keren Tam is Miguf. Maybe the Rif learned, this is not like we said in Tosfos, that the Shaila really is it a Tolda, in a sense, is it a Tolda of Keren or is it a Tolda of Regel? L'inyan the Tashlumen. If it's a Tolda of Regel, it's Chatzinezek of Regel, then it's going to be Miguf, then it'll be Meitav. If it's Chatzinezek of Keren, then it'll be Min Aliyah. That's Rav Papa's Sofer. That's Rav's Sofer, rather. Rav Papa can't have that Sofer. Because in that suffix, if it will be true that the chatzin nezik of tzeres was mishtalim nigufoy, because it's a tashlumen of keren, then you can't call that toldeseim lav kayetzibem. Toldeseim lav kayetzibem means this is a tashlumen regel, but a tashlumen regel in the av is different than a tashlumen regel in the tolda. The Torah gave different dinim for the av than it gave for the tolda. Tashlumen av of regel, a nezik shalom, tashlumen Toda of regal, if it's shiris, is chatzines. What do you mean? This is not tashlumei regal at all. It's tashlumei keren. So it's not lav kayetzibem, on the contrary. It's kayetzibem of the av of keren. That's a problem here. Because if we're going to learn the Gemara, if the problem we just really started with in the very beginning, if we're going to learn that Rav Sofik is about, is it a told of regular, a told of Karen, if that's the Sofik, then that's the same Sofik that we had in Daf Yutes, about Rosh Hashanah Avin. But there we decided it's a told of regular. So maybe we could say what we entertained for a few minutes in Tosis, that maybe it's a told of regal lagabi the it's a told of regal lagabi the kulus of regal, but it's a told of keren regarding the kulus of keren. We can go that route in the rhythm, and that would be good. We could stop right there, and then we would have the book. Maybe this is the easiest way to say the book. I think this is, I want to say a deeper way, but maybe this is enough. In the cheshbon, this is enough that the riff holds. Now, the Rif holds that the Rava's Baya about Nigufa, and the Gemara's Baya by us, the Rava's Baya is really a Baya about whether Tzoris is a told of Karen or a told of Regal. I left your test, we came out that it's a told of Regal. And Rav himself agrees, the Gemara says that Rav agrees that it's a told of Regal, so he agrees that it's a told of Regal, so how come Rav think, why does Rav think that it's that's any different lagabe lagab? So we'll say the same. There, what Taisa said, but now it comes out it's different. Lumbus that there's a difference in the kula and the chumah. Look, in the kulas of regal, it's a told of regal, but in the kulas of keren, maybe it's a told of keren. But the cheshbon, the riff is that therefore it's mukhak that Rav Papa was pshitalei. That's the main. That's the main thing that Rav Nachum said. That if Rav is right. That Chatzi Nezik Tzoris is Mishtalim in Aliyah. I'm sorry, it's Mishtalim in Gufay. And it's Mishtalim in Gufay because, at least for the Kulus of Karen, it's a Tolda of Karen. That's why it's Mishtalim in, that's why it's Chatzi Nezik min, it's a Chatzi Nezik mi Gufay and not Meitav. Then that means you're telling me that the Tashlumen of Chatzi Nezik is a Tashlumen, is a Karendik Tashlumen. It has Dine Karen. That's not a phenomenon of Toldesem Lav Kayetzibem. It's a kind of phenomenon of Toldesem Kayetzibem, just a different Av. But Rav Papa calls it a phenomenon of Toldesem Lav Kayetzibem. This is a Tashlumen of Regel, but Dine Regel are different in the Toldem than they are in the Av. From that itself, from that member of Papa itself, it's Muchuch, that Tashlumei, from that member of Papa, it's Muchuch, that the Tashlumen of Chatzi Nezik Tzoris are Tashlumen of Regel. Why the Chatzi Nezik? Because the Told of Regal is not like the Av of Regal. The Av of Regal is Nezik Shalom, and the Told of Regal is Chatzi Nezik. And there's no mokum to say that it should be like Tashlumik, that it should be that it's, and then it's not a Told of. Then what we're saying is it's not Chatzi Nezik because it's a Told of Karen. It's Chatzi Nezik because it's a Told of Regal, and the din of Regal is Told the same Lach creates it. So that's how the Gemara knew that Rav Papa was pshitulei, not like the Sofer Gavol.
Where in the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, at least, do we see that would be the Makom Mechalek? Like, I thought that was why Tosfos was so bothered with.
Using Tosfos. No, I don't know. We see it in the Gemara, but we'll just use Tosfos for that. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Yud Bei and Daf Gimel doesn't talk about L'Poyt Rav Shusser Avin.
No, but it talks about. Meaning, it doesn't seem that the Makom Mechalek is. It seems more like how Tosfos is reading it, that it's not as Makom as a regular Karen. It seems to be Pasha that it would be, even according to.
I don't know, why do you see that?
Because there's no Makom Mechalek elsewhere. It doesn't seem like they're going off the tangent, because they're staying up to that status quo that it would be regal, not Karen, and then why call it anything else?
Why not learn the Gemara? The Gemara's thinking about Papa calls it a Told of Regal because it's, he calls it a Told of Regal because it's Chatzi, even though it's Chatzi Nez, he calls it a Told of Regal because it's Mishtalim Migufa, he sees a Regal, he sees Mishtalim and Ali Rad, he sees a Regal to get him. Must know that Rabbah wasn't sure. Rabbah thought maybe it's Mishal min Aliyah. That means it's a Karen Dikadin. The Gemara answers, but Rabbah was pitulei that it's a regal Dikadin.
That's why I asked the Kasha, Mike Riley told us, right?
On Rabbah or on Rabbah?
On Rabbah.
Because even though Rabbah, because that thing when That's anyway an issue. How do you know that Rava calls it a Tolda Regal? Maybe Rava doesn't call it a Tolda Regal. That thing where it takes for granted, Rava also calls it a Tolda Regal. Notice what I'm saying is, Rava, which the Gemara says that Rava would call it a Tolda Regal, but what Rava would never do is call it Tolda Sam Laf Gaitzva. Because even if it's a Tolda Regal, a Paitiv Shusar Abim, but it's not a Tolda Regal, Lagabi Lishtala Mina Aliyah. So it's a Tolda of Regal, Lagabi Dini Shusar Abim, but the Chatzin Nezik part of it is a Tolda of. Joshua, I want to answer him because I think there's maybe even a deeper way to say the same cheshbon, and maybe it'll be also smoother in these.
How does this fit with the way that Rebbe was explaining the question of kochok before according to the Rav?
Okay.
Why would there still be a suffix in our Gemara if it's Karen?
The riff that kochok gufoy means not that it's mamish regel, but that it's miske behemta. But I wouldn't necessarily know that it's a regel. But I need a hilchus of miril of the mamayinu. Now I'm saying in the riff that shayrus is a tolda of, might be a tolda of.
There's something that's kind. That there's kind.
Well, let's talk this through afterwards. And let me finish because I want to say another. Maybe it's even a better way to go in this Mahalach and the Rif, without having to deploy places chiluk between Lakula and Lachuma. We could say a different thing. That the Rif held that there's a difference between the Gemara Daf Yitches and the Gemara Daf Yites. The Gemara Daf Yites, when we're being done about the Paita B'Shusar Abim, there the nidin is, what's the Shem Mazik of Tzoros? Does it have the Shem? Is the Shem Mazik regular or is the Shem Mazik Keren? Because the Torah says that Keren, that regular is Ubir B'Steach. The Shem Mazik of Shem regular is Ubir B'Steach. That's the din of regular. The din of Keren, and don't need Ubir B'Steach. It's Chayiv even B'Shusar Abim. The question there, whether Tzoros is Chayiv B'Shusar Abim or Potter B'Shusar Abim, that touches on what is the etzem shem mazik of tzeres, and the maskana nor is tzeres. The shem mazik of tzeres is rebbe. It's urchei. The shem mazik is we're going to tell chamashim sinai. The shem mazik is rebbe, and that rabbi also gives. The gemara by us and daf yuches about megufayim and aliyah. Here the shaila is not like I be the shem mazik of rebbe, the shem mazik of tzeres. The shem mazik of tzeres is definitely rebbe. Here the shaila is lagabi the Torah's tashlumen of tzoros. The Torah gave tzoros a special tashlumen, different than the ordinary tashlumen of regel. This tashlumen of tzoros, maybe that comes from the parshas tashlumen. Maybe that's the parshas tashlumen that we have by Keren. Keren has its own parsha of tashlumen, its own form of tashlumen. Maybe the tashlumen of tzoros is the Torah's tashlumen of Keren. And that already Rava's not so sure about. Rava's Masupik. This havchana between the Shem Mazik of Tzoros and the Torah's tashlumen of Tzoros, this starts, this Rav Leib Malin in Kedusha Raya Leib, this was his, he doesn't say any of what I'm saying right now, but he runs with this in a lot of things. He has a whole arichus in the sugya. This is his hafchana, and now it's like deeply embedded in the rei. This hafchana. So I want to use it over here. But I think the riff is very. It will come out very gishmak. Maybe I'll be meisiv in the kud also. You'll see it. I know we're running a little bit late, but I'll just be meisiv in the kud. Maybe you'll see it even. You don't need this in the kud, but it'll help. There's a rush and daf nudchesem and al. The Gemara over there talks about a case where you have a behemoth and it fell, ba'onis, into a garden. It wasn't any negligence on anybody's part. There was some onus beyond the act of God that the behemoth fell into a ginkgo. So the Gemara says that it's that the bailim are potter from what the behemoth eats, because it wasn't any negligence that it fell into somebody's shoes. It was not any lack of shmir in his part. So it was onus, so he's potter. I mean, Mishalem Hashanenis, you have to pay, that's always Mishalem Hashanenis, like Shem Rishus Rabbim, Mishalem Hashanenis, but there's no Chiv Shem. That's a Gemara, that's straightforward. But the Rosh over there adds, Taisus also says it, and the Rosh is Marachib, that it's true even if the behema remained in the gina long enough for the owner to have found out about it, and the owner had time to take the behema out, and nonetheless he still felt from Shein, says the Rosh, because the Torah said v'shilach u'bir, and it has to be that the Torah says the chi of Shein is only where it went into the rishus of the nizik with the neck to a negligence of the pain. But if it went into the rishus of the nizik because of an oinus, that's not called the shilach u'bir. And even though later the bank was taka was remiss in not taking the behema out, but that's not what the Torah is mechayev on, and there's no chi of Shein. So Rav Nochem in the Shurim and Daf Yudalit brings from a Blazer Edelfinkel, said pshat in that rosh, because the Torah is very counterintuitive, said the pshat in that rosh is that Shein v'regel, the mechayiv of Shein v'regel is that the Bialim let it go into Rishus HaNizik. That's the etzim mechayiv. Shein v'regel, he says, it's not like Karen. Karen, the mechayiv of Karen is the Bialim didn't wash it and it gored. That's the mechayiv of Karen. That's the lack of Shmirah. The mechayiv of, you need a mechayiv, you know, what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Because shechavti b'shirosoi, yeshachti is nisqei. The chavti b'shirosoi is that the Bialim didn't wash the Karen, didn't wash the behemah from doing a ma'aseh Karen. And that's a ma'aseh masik, and the Bialim didn't prevent his behemah from doing a ma'aseh masik. Shein v'regel, which is rabim, is not a ma'aseh masik at all. And there's no and allowing your behemah to eat is not a ma'aseh masik. The ma'aseh masik is allowing your behemah to go into somebody else's property and eat. And since over here that would lax in that ma'aseh masik because the behemah went in bayim's. So that's it. You don't have the ma'aseh masik of shein v'regel. I afterwards the behemah ate. It was the Rav Leizer Yudel was addressing the question: why you potter? The behemah ate. It's a ma'aseh shein. You did. You let your behemah eat, and it's not an oinus because you knew the behemah was there eating. So why aren't you? You have a ma'aseh machayev of shein, and you're not an oinus anymore. The answer is yeah, you're not an oinus anymore, but it lacks the chatchila, the ma'aseh masik of shein, because the ma'aseh masik of shein is not preventing my behemah from eating. That's not called the ma'aseh masik at all. That's not called chavti bishmirosik. The ma'aseh masik of shein is allowing my behemah to go into somebody else's rishus, and that was ba'aseh. The point that I want to bring out from there, and we don't need this mamash for what I'm saying right now, but the point I want to bring out from there is that the p'tur of Shein v'regel, which is Rabim, is not some side p'tur. It goes to the etzim definition of Shein v'regel. Shein v'regel, which is Rabim, is p'tur because it's not a ma'aseh masik. The ma'aseh masik of Shein v'regel is only when it's rishus hanizik. So it goes into the definition of the ma'aseh masik. The ma'aseh masik of Shein v'regel is u'v'shilach u'bir. So the Gemara Sofak and Daf Yutes about Tzoris is sir Shein v'regel. If it's Shein v'regel, then it's potter b'shus harabim because it's not. There's no v'shilach u'bir. That's not the ma'aseh masik of Shein v'regel. Or maybe no. Maybe Tzoris is Karen. Karen doesn't need a ma'aseh masik of v'shilach u'bir. The chiyuv of Karen, the ma'aseh masik of Karen, is the etzem lack not being shomer of the behemah from being masik. There we come down. The ma'aseh masik is regel, not Shein. The ma'aseh masik is regel, not Karen. The stav told the regel. That's enough. You test. And Daf Yud Ches, we're not being down in the Ma'aseh Mazik of Tzoris. We're being down in the Dini Tashlumin of Tzoris. We know it has a special Tashlumin of Chatzin Ezek. What about Migufa? Is it Mishalmi Meitu or is it Mishalmi Migufa? Here the Nidin is not in the Ma'aseh Mazik and the Shema Mazik of Tzoris. What's the Shema Mazik that defines Tzoris? Is it the Shema Mazik like of Shem Beregel, which is Vishila Chubir? Or is it the Shema Mazik of Karen? No, that's not the Nidin. The Nidin is in the Tashlumin of Chatzin Ezek. What kind of Tashlumin is this? Is this a Regel Dika Tashlumin or a Karen Dika Tashlumin? And that's what Rav Leib Malan said, that it's quite conceivable that something might be a Maisa Masik of Shein V'regel, meaning it's a Maisa Masik of a Shilach U'bir. If you do Pshis Rabim, it's not a Maisik at all. Not a Maisa Masik at all. It's, what makes it a Maisa Masik, what makes it Chavti B'Shmirosoi, is the Vashilach U'bir. In that respect, it's Regel Dik. But since it's a special kind of regular Torahs, so the Torah gave it, the Tashlumin Shavoy, the Torah put it in the Parshas Tashlumin of Karen. And so like Gabi, the Parshas Tashlumin Shavoy, it's like a told of Karen. I don't have to call it a told of Karen is the right word, maybe told of Karen is the wrong word, but it's the Parshas Tashlumin of Karen. And if we'll say that, then the Rif is mamish, then that fits in very well now with the Rif. The Rif says like this. The Rif says that what's the Nekud of Tzoris? The Rif says that even though Rava also calls it a Tol of the Regel, what's the Nekud in the Rif? The Nekud in the Rif is that even though Rava also calls it a Tol of the Regel, L'Paita B'Shus Rabbi, Rava also calls it a Tol of the Regel. But Rava would never call it Tol the same Lav Kayyotzeh Behem. Rav Papa called it Tol the same Lav Kayyotzeh Behem, he must hold that it's not even, that it's Mimetav and it's not Mikufa. That's the cheshbon that we want to. That's the what we want to produce. That's why even the maskanas the Gemara that Rava also agrees that it's a told the regel. Rava also calls it a told the regel. But their papa who said told the same laugh creates them. He has to be more than Rava. He can't just call it a told the regel of poter b'shus rabim. He must think it's like regel even the guy with the tashlumin that it's migufa not me, that it's meitav and not migufa. Because otherwise he wouldn't say told the same laugh creates them. What's the habana? Habon is, again, along lines what I was saying before. Because to say told the same laf kayetzibim means that it's a tashlumen of regel. But regel has two kinds of tashlumen, the tashlumen for the av and the tashlumen for the tolda. But that's good for Rava Sofik. Rava Sofik is the tashlumen of tzair, is the tashlumen of regel, then it'll be min aliyah. Or is it a tashlumen of keren, and then it'll be migufa? Well, if it's a tashlumen of keren, then that's not called told the same laf kayetzibim. So the same laf kayetzibim means that regal has two different kinds of tashlumi. There's tashlumi regal la'av and tashlumi regal of the tolda. Now it comes out, no, there's only one tashlumi regal. There's a sholem. The tashlumi of tshuris is not tashlumi regal at all, it's tashlumi keren. You see, it's dine keren, it's mishtalami gufut. From the fact that Rav Papa said to the same laf kayetzibim, so you see that Rav Papa taka held that it's a tolda of, that it's not tashlumi keren, it's tashlumi regal. Tashlumi told us regal, but the same laf creates them. But it's tashlumi told us regal. Since Kainim hadvarim, if this is true, then it's not a tesis. Because in tesis we were mechiyach that the gemara daf ches, the gemara daf ches, the same kind of issue. Do we learn out from Karen? Do we not learn out from Karen? The only difference is here it's the kul and here it's the chumba. In the riff, I think you see to know it's different. The gemara daf ches is fundamentally different than daf ches. The tesis is shad. What's the shem amad? And the Hashem HaMazik, Rav agrees is regal. And Daf Yud Ches, the Shaila is, what's the Torah's Tashlumen? And what's the Torah's Tashlumen? What's the Torah's Tashlumen? And that Rav is not so sure about. And Rav Papa, who said to the same laf creates of him, he must be Pshitur. One more minute. I think it's Negev to the Me'iri. The Me'iri says at the end of the sugi that all the bias, all the shilas of the Gemara, they're all slavers around the same shilas, is the told of the Karen and the told of the Regal. And I wasn't sure, is he being cuddled with Rava's first shilas about Migufa Yom and Aliyah? It's not explicit in the Me'iri. It's a little bit mashman in the Me'iri that he's been cuddled with everything. Because when he keeps talking about how the maskan is that it's a told of the Regal, he says it's a told of the Regal, the shilas, it's a told of the Regal, the Indian, that it's potab shisharabim, and it's mishtalim and Aliyah, and not Migufa. You know, that's why it's a told of the Regal. A little bit sounds like that this Gemara Agamar about where it's Mishalim from, that's like part of this whole global issue, is it a told of the regular or a told of the Karen? Like that's all roped into the same. The Me'iri has this unified theory of all the Gemara, all the bias in the Gemara. You know, Hadah and then Yeshini Lusiris and Rishus Rabim. And it sounds like in the Me'iri, not Mukhach in the Me'iri, but it sounds like that he's including in this unified theory that the bias of Rava also is a bias that is a told of the regular, a told of the Karen. But the other day I asked, how could that be? You see, Rava was pshitulei that it's part of Shusarabim, and he wasn't pshitulei if it's Mishtalim and Aliyah Magufa. How could it be the same style if it's told of the Egel or told of the Karen? Yeah, I guess we could sell it places about Kul and the Chumra. We could do that in the Ibi too. It's all the same Shaila, but there's deep details. Here it's the Chumra, here it's the Kula, so you know maybe it's not always the same. But the way I'm saying in the Riff, we could say without that it's all the same Shaila, but about it is different degrees. It's all the same shalas. I've told the regular, told the Karen. But there's a shalal lagavi the Shem Hamazik, and there's the shalal lagavi the Teres Tashlumin Shabbai. So they're not identical, but the maskon is. But they're all around the same basic issue: is it regular? Is it Karen? Again, yudus mitendus. Every case has its own parameters. By us, we're being down lagavi in the dina Tashlumin Shabbai. And Daf Yutes, we're being down in the Shem Hamazik Shabbai. And the bottom line is that it's all told to the regular. The bottom line is that it's part of Pshus Rabbah. And the Pshus Chitulei that is in Shalami and in Aliyah. So the bottom line is it's told to the regular, both in the Shema Mazik Shabbat and in the Torah's Tashlumah Shabbat. Okay. Oh, so now the bottom line.